One evening after chow, as I sprawled on my cot, wishing I were back home, I noticed one of Company K's two surviving officers carrying some books and papers down the company's street in the twilight. He passed my tent and went to the 55-gallon oil drum that served as a trash can. The lieutenant tossed some maps and papers into the can. He held up a thick book and with obvious anger slammed it into the trash can. He then turned and walked slowly back up the street. Curious, I went out to have a look. The maps were combat maps of Peleliu. I dropped them back into the trash and have since regretted I didn't salvage them for future historical reference. Then I found the book. It was a large hardback volume of about 1,000 pages, bound in dark blue, obviously not a GI field manual or book of regulations. Always seeking good reading material, I looked at the spine of the book and read its title, Men at War, by Ernest Hemingway. This is interesting history, I thought, and was puzzled as to why the lieutenant had thrown it so violently into the trash. I opened the cover. In the twilight, I saw written in a bold, strong hand, A.A. Haldane. A lump rose in my throat as I asked myself why I'd want to read about war when Peleliu had cost us our company commander and so many good friends. I, too, slammed the book down into the trash can in a gesture of grief and disgust over the waste of war I had already experienced firsthand. After we had been back on Pavuvu about a week, I had one of the most heartwarming and rewarding experiences of my entire enlistment in the Marine Corps. It was after taps. All the flambeaux were out, and all of my tent mates were in their sacks with mosquito nets in place. We were all very tired, still trying to unwind from the tension and ordeal of Peleliu. All was quiet, except for someone who had begun snoring softly, when one of the men, a Gloucester veteran, who had been wounded on Peleliu, said in steady, measured tones, "You know something, Sledgehammer?" "What?" I answered. "I kind of had my doubts about you," he continued, "and how you'd act when we got into combat and the stuff hit the fan. I mean, your old man being a doctor and you having been to college and being sort of a rich kid compared to some guys. But I kept my eye on you on Peleliu, and by God, you did okay. You did okay." "Thanks, old buddy," I replied, nearly bursting with pride. Many men were decorated with medals they richly earned for their brave actions in combat, medals to wear on their blouses for everyone to see. I was never awarded an individual decoration, but the simple, sincere, personal remarks of approval by my veteran comrade that night after Peleliu were like a medal to me. I've carried them in my heart with great pride and satisfaction ever since.